views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to Heart Center Talk Radio. I am David, and we have a very special guest today, Mary Kretzman, who is the director of Ananda Healing Prayer Ministry. And for those of you who don't know, Ananda is a global movement founded in 1968 by Swami Kriyananda, who himself was a disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda, who wrote the epic book, Autobiography of a Yogi. And both of them are just wonderful initiates and spiritual teachers and have shown the world how we can self-realize the divine within ourselves in a beautiful, tangible, and loving way. So Mary has a YouTube video that I saw, and I was really intrigued with it because, of course, in our Heart Center movement, we do a lot of prayers and we do a lot of healing prayers, and we have kind of our methodology. And yet I was very happy to see what Mary has kind of put together as her beautiful ministry. And so I thought, well, let's get her on the show. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So your life is really a powerful testament to the value of prayer. You're a minister, you're a founding member of Ananda, and as I mentioned, you're kind of the director of the prayer ministry wing of Ananda, and you're also the author of Divine Will Healing, which is a complete handbook of Paramahansa Yogananda's teachings on healing. And as I understand it, you're actually writing a book right now called How to Be a Hands-on Healer. So tell us, the listening audience today, a little bit about your work with the Ananda community and the founding of that beautiful spiritual community and Sangha and your approach to healing.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a little bit about Ananda first. My late husband and I moved here many years ago when we were first married and raised our three children here, and it started as a village. Some people might call it a spiritually conscious village. Everyone meditates, et cetera. And then we have many businesses here. It's in Northern California. So we're supporting ourselves out in the wilderness, you might say. And of course the internet has helped immensely with that process, because it was very hard to support ourselves way back in the old days. And along the way, I always had an understanding of healing prayer. And so when I was deeply moved. In fact, I learned the very first day that I moved here some of Yogananda's deepest techniques on healing. So I guess some of my destiny was there from the first day. And as time went on, I would do healing sessions with people using those techniques in a deeper way, you know, spending sometimes 1 to 2 hours with someone. And I would stay with them till the process was complete. And sometimes this actually involved resolving some past life issues. And by resolving, I mean everything has to come into a deeper understanding of love or forgiveness, either love of the people who you somehow had felt betrayed by, or love of the divine in the process. but the things had to be resolved in love. And then sometimes even things that were considered incurable were cured for people. So hope that wasn't too much all at once right there. But I was doing, so alongside this ministry that I've been doing, which grew from 35 people to about 750 people around the world who do pray for others. At the end of their meditations each day, we send them, you know, a list of people to pray for, and we get many wonderful testimonials back from that. So I've been doing that for about 25 years now, directing that ministry. But more recently, the second book that you mentioned was, it's turning into a personal recollection of doing those healing sessions, the one-on-one healing sessions, because people do ask, how can I do what you do? How can I use Yogananda's healing techniques in a healing session? So that's what the second book is about. As I started to write it, I realized it had to be a personal journey, a personal recollection of the stories and powerful things that have happened in those sessions and the inner attunement of the heart to the divine, the sense of humility and the sense of stepping out of the way, etc., in the healing process.
Well, healing is really a science and it's an art, and I've studied it for virtually my entire life. In fact, I was born on Yogananda's birthday, January 5th. He's been very dear and near to me since the early 70s when I found his book. And I was intrigued with a lot of the stories in the book, and and in particular, you know, one where he was instantaneously healed by will, basically by will. And, you know, the master, Sri Yukteswar, you know, just kind of challenged him to go within and to mindfully just embrace oneness and presence and light. And that will moved him beyond the temporary malady that he was experiencing. It was a really powerful testament to this miraculous energy that we can access. So tell us a little bit about your actual approach to what you do. I saw it on YouTube. For those who haven't seen it, kind of explain it to us so they can get a kind of the essence of how you do this.
Oh, okay. And later on, people can see that YouTube you're talking about if they go to healingprayers.org. Or just go to ananda.org and to the healing section. But, well, Yogananda gave many techniques, but the one that I put in the YouTube was one that people could learn in that one 10-minute YouTube. But essentially, all of his techniques come from invoking the presence of the divine to flow through us and then out through our hands to the person in need, whether that person's sitting right there or sending healing prayers at a distance. And we've seen powerful healings happen either way. So basically, I'll go a little deeper with it. One thing that Yogananda emphasized was the medulla oblongata, which is the sixth chakra, the spiritual eye and the medulla oblongata are one chakra. And so the cosmic energy is always coming in the medulla oblongata, which is at the base of the skull. If you put your fingers back there, you can feel sort of where it goes in a little. That's approximately where it is. And it's the same chakra as the spiritual eye. We often hear about the spiritual eye as the sixth chakra, which is true, but it's almost, that's actually a reflection of the medulla oblongata. And he said that a cosmic stream of energy is always flowing in with every breath. You're just filled with light through that, but you can increase it, which is where his teachings on willpower came, to increase that receptivity to that infinite energy flowing through the cosmos all the time. And so, and he would often say the healing depends on the power of the healer and the receptivity of the patient. So there's many aspects going on all at once. So sometimes when we're working with people, either through the prayer ministry or in a session, I will often give them homework or give them something they can be doing to augment, to open up that channel. So they're not just a passive receptacle to the healing that we're trying to send to them.
So really, as I understand it, in the highest sense, God is the healer, the light of love, the light of purity cleanses and opens a portal through which that flow can reestablish balance, harmony, and kind of eliminate blocks and whatever is the issue. And as you shared, it can be not just physical, it can be emotional, it can be lack of forgiveness. So there's a lot more to this science that I think we all are intuiting as we walk our spiritual path, and especially in meditation, in silence, in deep reflective thought about the divine, about God. And there's just much more. So my guest today is Mary Kretzmann, the director of the Healing Prayer Ministry of the Ananda Community worldwide, and especially in Northern California where she lives. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. We have much more to share with you. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. And my guest today is Mary Kretzmann, who is the director of the Ananda Healing Prayer Ministry. And I'd like to get more into the meat of this subject, or the maybe the milk, the subject of divine healing. So, Mary, could you just tell us some of the experiences that you've had that you kind of mentioned were kind of miraculous, in fact, maybe almost instantaneous? To give our listeners a little flavor of of what has transpired in your transcendent work?
Okay, well, there's several. One example of a distance healing prayer that worked that way. There were some guests at Ananda's Expanding Light Retreat that's here at the Ananda Village. And this was years ago. And they were from New Zealand. And they asked us at just an instructive class. I was teaching a beginner's class, maybe an hour and a half, to a large group of people, maybe 40 people, the healing prayer techniques. And then they asked for us to pray for their friend in New Zealand who had just realized she had cancer. And it wasn't extremely advanced, but to demonstrate the prayer, I simply prayed for her, led the class praying for this woman in New Zealand. And she later said she felt this grace and light come around her and fill her at that time. She was out in her yard or near a tree, and she just distinctly felt this process, and she was healed. She no longer had the cancer. And so there is another case that I alluded to when I would do those healing sessions. A man came to me who had a condition. It may have been a fungal condition where he was going to have to take low-grade chemotherapy for the rest of his life. The doctors told him it was incurable and that this was the way to manage it. It's something I've only maybe heard of once since then. And so he came, and then we did sessions. I did one session, and I went deeply through it. And sometimes I would even just count back through the centuries. Is there anything that needs resolving? And in that process, a memory was awakened, because I would ask for the memory to be awakened in the person, because I didn't think there was that much value in them just from me saying, like a psychic, oh, I see this, oh, I see that, because I wanted it. I would ask that the veil be lifted for them, but I would have my hands on their heart center and spiritual eye as I counted through. And of course, we would have prayed to Yogananda and to our line of gurus, to Jesus Christ, before doing it. So we felt surrounded and protected going through this, because I only wanted it if it was for the highest good of that person. So in that process, I know this sounds sort of amazing to talk about. There was a lifetime in the 1300s where he was a young monk, and there had been some betrayal that had happened that had hurt his heart so much. It had shut down some of that life energy, and that memory had come forward all the way till now because it had never been resolved. It's almost sometimes the things that happen in our past life, if we even think of like post-traumatic stress syndrome, if it stays locked in the chakras, it's still there until somehow it's resolved. And it can be resolved in many ways, but sometimes because it's so hidden, it comes in as a given approach to life. And the person doesn't know how to go about changing how they're feeling life, how they're receiving their life force. And so it had diminished that life force he was able to receive, because it's almost like if you think of a person who wanted to put a wall around them to no longer feel pain, some kind of wall around the heart. That's a simple analogy to what happens. And then the healer helps, through God's love, to lift that wall and say, no, you are safe, you are sound, and bring in the divine light, bring in the forgiveness, etc. Well, he was healed. He didn't have to have that chemotherapy anymore.
Wonderful. What a beautiful story. Well, for any of you listening today, if you have a question or a comment for Mary or for me, you can call 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you, and maybe somebody out there would like some prayers for healing and kind of an energetic release of light to assist you on your path or whatever may be burdening you. So, Mary, how does a healer avoid becoming egoic and maybe sensing that they're the doer? Because I understand, and I think you do too, that we're just the instrument.
Correct. I think for one level, if you embark on this journey, then you would pray for that protection. It was something that I felt particularly protected with, even from the beginning as I started from this. There was a healing session I did in this little chapel early on, and I walked away blown away by what had happened. And I was just in a different mindset after. But I realized I even knew right from then it was a deal breaker if I got impressed with myself. I could get impressed with what happened. Not impressed is the wrong word. Deeply moved by what had happened. It was amazing and wonderful what had happened. And yet I knew it would actually end the energy, or could make you insane to let it accrue to yourself. Here's the reason why. Because you're asking the power of the universe to flow through you, through your medulla oblongata, through your hands to that person. You're asking that power of the universe to flow through and bless them. And it's so much bigger than yourself. And so if you got egoic or had pride, like, oh, that was pretty cool what I did, then it would actually start to kink that energy at the medulla after you had just asked the power of the universe to be flowing through you as a lifestyle or as a service. And that's what could actually lead to insanity, actually. One thing, Swami Kriyananda would talk about how some of the great composers and artists would go insane or for a while mentally imbalanced, such as Brahms, I believe. And he said it's because people gave so much acclamation, acclaim to how great you are because you're a composer. So they would be having that great inspiration flowing through them to create this beautiful music. And then if there was just that, even a slight kink in their medulla, maybe less than some other person who looks prideful, but for them, for the amount of inspiration they're asking to come through it, if it creates any kink at all, that can create mental imbalance. And therefore Brahms had to go for 2 years into, a rest home. And then I think the humility of all that and the rest and quiet helped restore his natural good graces. But the same with healing, you can sometimes hear this imbalance. I've noticed every once in a while there'd be a healer that just struck me as being out of balance, perhaps because this wasn't watched closely enough.
Right. So we really do have to be observant and vigilant in this regard, because I agree with you 100%. If somebody has a smidge of ego, that gift could be completely taken away, because they have to realize God is the doer. God is the door. God is the energy of love and healing. So you mentioned kind of distance healing. How do you actually do it, or how do you feel that you are the instrument for that? Is it only prayer? I mean, in your video, you raise your hands, you say the Om, you utter a prayer first to Divine Mother. Give us an example.
Well, the simple prayer that you're mentioning has many of the components in it. There's also a deeper technique where you would hold up the hands after asking those blessings to flow through you. I always pray, either mentally thinking of the guru or with a picture, I always remind myself, even though if you're nowhere near a picture, of course you can pray, but I just think it's good for people to keep that humility of honoring the channel. So some of his other techniques, I would sometimes stay focused for maybe 20 or 30 minutes on a person. And then I can see or sense, you might say, some of the energies changing. When I'm in that state and sending energy through the hands, thinking of a person, asking the blessings of God to flow through me, sometimes I can just sense, if I just start to think about their chakras, I might sense like, that chakra's just seems darker. It's not letting me send light there. And that's kind of sometimes how my mind first perceives it. Like,
So you are intuitive. And by the way, we have a caller, Lewis from New York. Okay. And I don't know if we have enough time before this commercial break, but if Brian will let us go on, why don't we take the call from Lewis and then we'll see where it goes. Go ahead, Lewis.
I'm Mary. This is Lou Fioretti from East Aurora. How you doing?
Oh, good. Hi.
I'm listening to your show. I think it's real good. I'd like to talk a little bit how I found Ananda because of your healing ministry when I had a broken tailbone about 8 years ago.
Yes.
And can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. And then I got more interested in it as I got better because you have a healing ministry and you have other people, like I'm on the list that you sent me names to be prayed over. Plus, on, what is it, every other Tuesday you have a live healing ministry going on?
Yes.
'Cause I do check in with that quite often. And I, for other people that need healing. And
correct.
I think that's
yes,
great
I'm
work
very
that
grateful
you're doing.
To have your participation in the prayer ministry. It's wonderful. And I didn't,
yes.
I don't know if David needs to address the break or not, but it,
right.
Is there anything else you wanted to share, Lewis?
I just wanted to say, well, you were right when you talk, it's a two-way street, how good the healer is and how receptive the person is that asking to be healed. That's, I believe, very important, and I believe meditation is very important to open a person up to be healed.
I think yeah, that's very true for the healer, and if the patient will receive that way, it's also very good. And sometimes I've seen surprising, sometimes I've just been surprised at where the miracles actually do land. It's all not always on what we would consider by merit. Spiritual merit.
Okay. Okay. That's true.
I mean, cause sometimes it was might be somebody's father, and they don't know what we're doing, and they just get healed. And I've given up kind of trying to figure it all out. I just know that we are supposed to do our best.
I think a lot of times a family, especially family members or close friends, are psychically connected, and we're at a different level, open to each other, and I think that has a lot to do with it.
I think that's true. I think that's very true. And like I say, mm-hmm. I've seen many things because I think I used to feel I do think everyone should try to do all these things to open up to the energy.
Definitely,
and yet there's something even more complex, which I can only sometimes call almost a karmic receptivity or a karmic good
yes.
grace that's coming to the person at that time.
Yes.
It sometimes divides.
Why do little babies, mothers pray for their babies and little babies get healed and they have no understanding of this?
That's true.
Their minds aren't developed enough and it works for them too. So there's got to be that connection.
At least on the outer, they're an adult soul in a little form. Hey,
that's
we do have to
true.
Take our break. Thanks so much, Lou, for calling. And we're going to
okay,
take our next
Okay, it's been a pleasure.
Commercial. Okay.
I'll
next
see you, Mary.
Commercial intermission. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with Mary Kretzmann, David Lewis. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back, everyone. God bless you for listening today. My guest is Mary Kessa, director of the Ananda Healing Prayer Ministry, and she's based out of Northern California in the Ananda community. And by the way, Mary is offering a free CD, and we're getting off there locally. Mary's offering this free CD, and you can call our Heart Center store at 312-253-7600. It's called Thou Art Me. It's based on Psalm 23, and it's a chakras healing with the healing visualization. So Thou Art Me, we're going to give away one CD, and this is going to happen in about 2 or 3 weeks because this program has re-aired a number of times. So if you'd like a chance to secure that CD, call 312-253-7600, and the drawing will be in almost a month. So back to Mary now.
I want to say that it's called Thou Art With Me, and they can see the cover and read a little bit about it on healingprayers.org.
Okay, well, my script was a little in error there.
Oopsie.
Sorry about that.
Okay. That's
and
okay.
Again, healingprayers.org. You can go to Mary's website and check out more. So, Mary, your husband passed on a couple years ago, and during the intermission, we were talking about the community. Tell us a little bit more about the greater community of Ananda. And you all meditate, of course, and probably are invested in Kriya Yoga, which is a wonderful technique taught by this lineage of masters going back to Babaji. Tell us, how things have been for you, kind of the development of this gift of your healing ministry, and where do you see it going from now on?
Well, thank you. The Ananda, the greater community of Ananda is all over the world, partly through the website and people taking lessons and discipleship, but we also have many residential communities and centers. Some are in India, in the Delhi and Gurgaon area, Pune, Mumbai, it's other places. And also we have a beautiful community outside of Assisi, Italy. And then on the West Coast, we have Seattle, Portland, Mountain View, and Los Angeles Center, and then Sacramento, and Ananda Village. And there's also some other centers. We have a developing work that's really getting strong on the East Coast, some in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island, and the D.C. area, and also New York City.
And some of the East-West bookstores are really run by the Ananda devotees, correct? Because I've given talks at two different East-West bookstores, and the people are so beautiful, so reverent, so patient, and peaceful.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, I think there's one in Portland and in Palo Alto near the Mountain View community, and I think those are our main, also Seattle. So it's been a wonderful thing to share books from all spiritual traditions, and then to have teachers and speakers come in and authors to give programs and, you know, sell their books, et cetera, at those East-West bookstores.
So your community is evolving, and even though Swami Kriyananda passed on a little over a year ago, people have internalized the teaching and are really carrying it forward, right?
Yes, that's correct. And then one of our teachers who had gone to Michigan, Lauren Deacon, and he passed away a year ago, but he had told me one time, it was very interesting. He said the greatest miracle of Swami Kriyananda, in his opinion, was that he developed a system to train ministers. And, you know, that doesn't seem, from Lauren's point of view, to have an entire system that could regenerate, it was like a miracle to him, because he had seen what had happened to other teachers. If they hadn't created that the work could kind of just fizzle. So I think so Lauren may actually have been quite correct that is what's fueling the longevity, is all the books and music. Swami Kriyananda wrote 400 pieces of music. But the people who keep it going, keep reaching out to share and bless others, you know, so that they may be uplifted and find happiness and joy and a connection with God's light, etc. The people who are the boots on the ground to continue that process, it's a very strong system, because from this one Ananda village, that it's actually fueled all those centers I'm talking about. People have gone there to help start these other centers, and then you try to work with the local people who are becoming inspired. They gradually take the reins and take it deeper. But I mean, people have moved to those areas around the world where there's interest to just really get it going. And now we're not developing communities as much per se. It's more teaching centers or ashrams, because it's easier to get that off the ground.
Yeah, I understand. I've been intrigued with spiritual communities since my teens, and I was always looking for a community. And of course, I lived in one for 22 years, and now things are a little different. You know, the world's changed, and yet I'm really impressed with what Swami Kriyananda has done, because he really had the vision taken from Yogananda to create these intentional, beautiful communities. And I know there was a rift with SRF, and that's okay, because they each have their own mission. I really feel Swami Kriyananda and Ananda has taken the teachings in a very powerful way to the entire earth and empowered the individual to really find their own personal ministry in this way. So thank you so much for what you've done. Now, in my notes here, it says your deceased husband, Tim, revealed to you that there were three things that you had to complete in your life, and you've done two of them. So what is the third?
Well, I believe the third is some of the things I've been talking about, that training program to help heal, hands-on healers using Yogananda's techniques and inspiration. What he revealed to me, the first one was to find him, to find my husband and Yogananda. That was one thing. Mm-hmm. The second thing was to have our three children and raise them in God. And you can see also on healingprayers.org, down on the bottom right, I have a little link to finding God in your family. And it chronicles some of that process. So people can then apply it in their own life, whatever parts of it make sense to them. And so, because I've been doing this prayer ministry for a quarter century now or more, and I also have done individual sessions, so those things are not undone. What's left undone is this kind of making it accessible and bringing it to people who are feeling called in that way, feeling inspired that way. Because I used to say to people, well, just do the distance prayers and see if God calls you to it. I would leave it at that. And like, here's the Divine Will Healing Book. All the techniques are there. And I wasn't really going to run alongside their bicycle with them and hold the handlebars. But I feel like now God's saying, no, you actually have to put some things in place. The same way as Lauren Deegan said, the greatest miracle of Swami Kriyananda was that he created a system for training ministers. I'm realizing that's what's being asked of me, a system for training healers, hands-on healers. We've created a system for training people who want to pray at a distance, whether they consider themselves healers or not. These are devotees who pray at a distance, and they don't have to feel like healers per se. They have their own lives. They are doing these prayers at the end of their meditation. So the next part, though, is a system for leading people to those things we spoke of before, like that humility, receptivity of heart, so that you're letting God, Christ, Guru flow through you to that person, and how to get out of the way, how to develop yourself spiritually to augment this process and this journey, etc. So I
wonderful.
Believe that.
I'm
that
sorry to interrupt.
Thing.
We do have to take our next intermission here.
Okay.
So thank you, Mary. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. And my guest, Mary Kretzmann, will be back in just a few minutes.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Hi,
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and you're listening to Hearts Center Talk Radio. My guest today is Mary Kretzmann, the director of the Healing Prayer Ministry for the Ananda community worldwide. And Mary, can anyone request healing or healing prayers, even if they're not a member of the Ananda community? And if so, how do they do that?
Yes, anyone can request healing prayers, and they will find that link to do that on healingprayers.org. And also, anyone whose heart feels called to help join in prayer, they're also welcome. And I send them the training materials to even take it deeper if they like. And you'll find those, the link will take you to a healing prayer form that's really helped us, because you have to submit a form, and so that we know it's a real email address, et cetera. But if you go through the process, it's kind of a two-step process, and then we know you're real. And that really helped us in the beginning. We were just flooded with some oddball practical joke prayers, you know, so we need to know it's a real person, and because we write back, and we're there for you. So
wonderful. Thank you so much for that. Well, I'd like to say before we get back into the rest of the interview that we have another promotion through the Heart Center, and we have MeruUniversity.org. That's Meru, M-E-R-U, University.org. And we will be offering leading-edge courses in 2015. And one of the primary things that I'll be doing from spring equinox to the summer solstice is providing 12 Sunday discourses inspired by the master Melchizedek, who you may have heard in reading the Bible. There's a priesthood named after him that Jesus was a part of. So he must have been a pretty high soul. And he came to me and shared that he would like to deliver these teachings on the Essenes and kind of an update on community building and what it takes to have a true healing community like the Essenes had in Qumran and in the Dead Sea area of the Middle East. So I think we're kind of working together on the inner Mary, the Ananda folks and Heart Center, because we love God, we meditate, we pray, we do a lot of spiritual work on behalf of the world and the planet. We broadcast every morning for 2.5 hours, and most of the broadcasts are streaming video. So tell us a little bit more about how this gift has manifested in your life to bless your family, your community, and those who contact you and the Ananda community through this gift of healing.
Okay, so how this gift flows through me?
How it's blessed your community in general, and and some of the people that have contacted you, like Lou, who called in.
yes, Lou felt deeply helped with a situation that he had, and I guess he said it was 8 years ago. And I do remember when he first contacted us, and it was you know, Lou has also had deep experiences predating his contact with us, but he's become part of this prayer community, and it's blessed him in many ways. The other thing we have in the Ananda Village, I have a voicemail hotline sometimes if there's been an emergency. In fact, one time, I'll tell you this one story, sometimes God would send a remarkable miracle whenever I would start a whole new branch of something, as though to say, keep it up, girl. But So when we first had our voicemail system that goes throughout the community, because it's a contiguous piece of land, it's there was a state law that you had to have a voicemail system, just like a university would or something. So anyways, it became a blessing because you could do this hotline. So I think the first prayer request I put on that hotline was that a man had called from Louisiana that this, I think it was, you know, a nurse or somebody who had worked, a man who worked at this hospital where his wife worked, had been in a horrible car accident. His hands were mangled, and they thought he would be a vegetable for the rest of his life. And could we please pray? And I thought, okay, that was such a devastating, prayer request. But I went outside and prayed, and I felt such bliss going through me that I made the mistake of wondering, I wonder if he's just leaving the body, you know, because I felt such enormous bliss. But I then thought, well, I'll go in and I'll put it on the hotline, this new hotline, and ask for people to pray. So either way, whether it's blessing his transition or blessing him for healing, well, this man called back several weeks later and said the man was back at work.
Wow.
I think it was no more than 3 weeks, might have been a little less. He was back at work. He was so completely restored, and they had thought he was going to be a vegetable. And so sometimes I'm just amazed, like, what might happen. And
praise God for the power of prayer.
Yes. And so sometimes I also have email hotlines, and I use them at different times. I might send something to 50 people at a time. And sometimes we'll see wonderful things happen from that. Sometimes I like to experiment. What happens if a few people pray just for even a few days? Because normally our prayer list, you get your prayer list for a month and with three names, and you pray. And that's how the people on the prayer list who are praying develop their intuition, because they might sense, oh, something's changed. Or if someone was close to transition, they can feel. Sometimes they'll report back to me, I could feel that something had changed. They had transitioned to the next life. Or sometimes they'll say, I could just feel that it was better now. Something was better now. So this was even without any feedback. So it's a wonderful way to develop an intuition, because you can only go by the grace flowing through you. In fact, that's one thing Yogananda says, is the instrument is blessed by what flows through it.
I've experienced that exact dynamic. And thank you so much. Well, we're at the end here. Mary, it's been a pleasure having you on our program today. I'd like to say that tomorrow, Dr. Pat will have me as a guest on her show, which is at noon Mountain Time or 11 a.m. Pacific Time, because she's in the Seattle area. And we're going to talk about how Super Bowl favorites, the Seattle Seahawks, have the OM team advantage through their spiritual practices, which are changing sports because the coach has encouraged them to meditate. And then also next week, a week from today on Heart Center Talk Radio, my guest will be Melissa Joy Johnson on being in the field of your heart with Matrix Energetics. And of course, for some of you, you know that she teaches the Matrix Energetics classes with Dr. Richard Bartlett, who's been my guest twice. So, It proves to be a great show next week. So, Mary, in about 30 seconds, can you just give a final little shout out to the world about your ministry and how people can find you?
Okay, well, they can find me at healingprayers.org. And right there, you'll see many gifts that will help people, either those who are seeking to pray for others, or also if even right now you're facing struggles in your life. I put out a video it's right there. It's a general healing prayer affirmation. And I'll lead with it. You lift your mind to the spiritual eye and just say, I will with my own will, which flows from the divine will, to be healthy, to be well, to be prosperous and spiritual, to be well, to be well. And you do that three times. And it's listed there on healingprayers.org. And some people have found that YouTube,
hey,
instead of change their life.
We got to go, okay. Mary. God bless you. Thank you so much. And thank you to Brian, our technician. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. We're going to wrap the show now. See you next week.
You've been listening. listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
On the
the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.